news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Also on the weather front, 13 years since Hurricane Katrina made landfall on the Gulf Coast. More from Dr. Bill on that coming up. Next, let's check traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, a couple accidents we've had, including House Ferry and Moffitt, now moved down the roadways. Good ride coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Fairhope if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown. From the 1065 split out towards Rangeline, Theodore Dawes Road, Tillman's Corner, you won't find any delays yet this morning. The Mobile International Festival presents celebrations from around the world Saturday, November 17th from 10 to 5 this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get all the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Feinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
And two, I'd like to know, what did I just say there about the, hell, I went mind blank on myself.
Yeah, that's probably the first time that's ever happened.
Yeah, what were we just talking about before that?
You see, your stupid minds, stupid.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Three big things folks are talking about you need to know. Drag Queen Story Hour brought a passionate crowd to the Mobile City Council meeting yesterday. I think most passionate comments came from the members of the City Council. We'll get some of those coming up. Mississippi Lottery Bill may soon be signed into law, and Fairhope is now named the first woman as their chief of police. All those stories on the tops of the stack over at FMTalk1065.com. More headlines now with Kelly, and I want to add this too. Kelly, hold on one second. I want to add this from the text line here for traffic. Right now, this is a semi. So a semi truck is broken down eastbound lanes of Moffitt Road just east of Schillinger. Okay? That, you'd say, okay, well, what's it? This texter says that truck was broken down yesterday evening at 6.
What?
And 12 hours later, it's still sitting in that right-hand lane.
Oh, no.
So there's a traffic issue for you this morning. All right, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. His votes will not be counted, despite Jim Bonner's appeal to the Alabama Republican Party. On Saturday, the party rejected former Public Service Commission candidate Bonner's appeal of the party's decision not to count his votes in this year's GOP primary. Back on May 31st, it was decided by the party not to certify votes for Bonner because of comments or Facebook posts attributed back to him, which some considered racist and anti-Semitic and offensive. Bonner says his comments were taken out of context. He received 49.7% of the vote in the June 5th primary, narrowly losing to incumbent Jeremy Oden. Well, on Saturday, 84% of the committee members voted for the motion, which was initiated during that meeting this summer, and Bonner was not able to attend that meeting, but pledged that he would consider the matter closed if the party reversed itself and counted his votes, and that he would fully support the party's candidates in November. Well, he's in an about face. He now says he's running a write-in campaign in the Alabama Senate District 6. The hunt is on for an escaped inmate. 35-year-old Marcus Jermaine Smith escaped from the Childersburg Community Work Center around 5:12 a.m. yesterday. The Alabama Department of Corrections says Smith is currently serving a 20-year sentence for a 2006 conviction of second-degree assault. He's described as a black male, weighing 180 pounds and 6 feet tall. He has black hair and brown eyes. If you have information, call 1-800-831-8825. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
As a leader in business, the decisions you make affect every aspect of the company you guide. That's why you need a financial partner who will create every opportunity for growth, expansion, and acquisition. BBVA Compass understands your financial priorities, addressing your cash flow needs, anticipating future challenges, and we deliver local personal service backed by our global brand. Commercial banking from BBVA Compass, creating opportunities. For more information, visit bbvacompass.com/commercial. BBVA Compass is a trade name of Compass Bank, member FDIC. See.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In Florida, the incumbent in the House District 1 race didn't even bother to show up in the state for Tuesday's primary. Matt Gaetz stayed in Washington, but pulled in 60% of the Republican vote. He'll face Democrat Jennifer Zimmerman in November. And Governor Rick Scott easily wins the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. He'll face longtime incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in November. Mobile City Council says it can do nothing to stop a drag queen from reading to kids. It's set to take place September 8th.
It's morally wrong. It's not legally wrong now, because it's nothing against it. There's no law against reading.
The library says Rainbow Mobile met all requirements to book their meeting room. Some groups plan to protest. You give your kids Children's Advil. Pfizer is voluntarily recalling the suspension bubblegum flavor because of a labeling mistake. You could accidentally give your child too much. The dosage cup is marked in teaspoons, but the label on the bottle is marked in milliliters. The recall only affects the 4-ounce bottles sold between May and June of this year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Stidham fakes it, keeps it around left hand. He has a block. He's at the 10, cuts it up, 5. He scores!
A top 15 clash in Atlanta.
Pass is caught! Touchdown! Auburn is dominating this game.
Coverage begins Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you here. Speaking of Auburn sports, you've got Bo Megginson, and he's back, and the Auburn Tiger radio show tonight coming up at 7 o'clock. Check it out right here at FM Talk 106.5, online at fmtalk1065.com. A time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by JP Services.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Deshaun Davis, senior linebacker from Mobile, is ready to lead a group on the field with something to prove.
Having a good defense on paper, it does no one any justice around here. So, I mean, Saturday is our first test. Like I said, I think my guys are prepared for it, so we'll see how good we are at Saturday.
The head coach gives his thoughts on Washington after this from Alpha Insurance.
At Alpha Insurance, our goal is to be your MVP, providing you with the most valuable protection. That means saving you money on home, car, and life insurance, and providing championship service from a helpful hometown team. Call Alpha for your insurance needs today, and let us show you why we consistently rank among the top insurance companies in the Southeast for customer satisfaction.
Gus Malzahn's quick scouting report on Saturday's season opening opponent.
When I look at Washington defensively, they were top 10 defense last year. They got 9 starters back. They fly to the football. You know, you can tell they really know their responsibilities. They know their answers. It's pretty impressive to watch. They're very good against the run. Secondary, statistically, is one of the best secondaries, you know, in the country. When you look at them offensively, their quarterback is a veteran guy, one of the most veteran guys in the country. They have 8 starters back. Their running back, 3 straight 1,000-yard seasons. I think he's set up to break their all-time rushing record in the history of their school. And then they got a big offensive line.
Saturday's top 10 clash kicks at 2:30 Central. We'll be on the air from Atlanta at 11:30 a.m. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Hey, Tiger fans. For fun or business, JP Services will take care of any screen printing, embroidery, or promotional products needed for your next event. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com. Whether you're looking for specific promotional items or just browsing for ideas to motivate your staff, MyTailgateStoreOnline.com is your website. No order is too big or too small, and turnaround is quick. Personalized gifts are a great way to thank a customer. Visit MyTailgateStoreOnline.com or call Jan at JP Services, 605-8573. That's 605-8573.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Visit Dauphin Island this Labor Day weekend. On Friday, Sean Sullivan brings Midday Mobile to the Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo site from noon till 2. Then Friday night on West End Beach, it's the final free Greer's movie, Cars 2, delighting youngsters of all ages. And the final art night at the gallery is also this Friday night. Enjoy the white sand and warm Gulf waters at West End, Public, and the East End beaches. Plus the bird sanctuary, the fishing, wonderful food, and more. Spend Labor Day weekend on Dauphin Island, the sunset capital of Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Another well-known name is urging President Donald Trump to fire Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Jerry Falwell Jr. is the president of Liberty University. He told Politico, quote, "Sessions is really not on the president's team, never was. He's wanted to be Attorney General for many, many years. I have a feeling he took a gamble and supported the president because he knew he would reward loyalty." Falwell says that he has urged the president to fire Sessions, of course, the former Alabama senator and very early Trump supporter. Last week, the president said he only named Sessions to the AG position because of, quote, loyalty as one of his, quote, original supporters. Sessions, though, responded back with, quote, "While I am Attorney General, the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations." It's no secret that the president has been very vocal in his displeasure of Sessions for recusing himself for the Russian investigation. Mark your calendars if you want to know about the budget in the port city. The Mobile City Council has designated its regular meeting on September the 4th for a public hearing on Mayor Sandy Stimson's proposed 2018-2019 budget. The budget was filed with the city clerk's office August the 20th as required by state law. Council is required to pass a budget by September 20th after holding at least one public hearing at which, quote, "any citizen of the city shall be given an opportunity to be heard for or against the estimates of any item." So in the mayor's proposed general fund budget, resources, revenues, transfers in, and reserve carryover are projected to increase from the previous year's estimate of a little more than $242 million to a new estimate of $246.4 million. Public hearing is 10:30 September the 4th in the auditorium on the first floor of Government Plaza. If you'd like to see the mayor's message, a budget, and the entire document, go to cityofmobile.org. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours, 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
721 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and the story. Inventory, Larry.
Absolutely. We've got a great selection, John, and especially a great selection of your favorite items, and that's trucks.
Oh, I love them.
I think we got 16 trucks on the ground right now.
Wow. Okay, so within 16 trucks, obviously a variety of styles and sizes.
Absolutely. We got them from $4,000 to $35,000. We got, like I say, crew cabs, regular cabs, extended cabs, four-wheel drives, two-wheel drives, Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, got a Tundra and a Tacoma, four-wheel drive. So we've got a great mix.
All right, let's talk about the mix of financing options.
Awesome, really awesome. Like I said, we just keep attracting new lenders, and for our customers, it's our job to get the very best rate and the very best terms and the very best advance we can.
All right, let's talk about coming out, checking out that big selection of trucks, and yeah, the other vehicles, the cars and the SUVs.
I understand. Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Hey, thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Love that selection of trucks. Good stuff, good stuff.
Yeah, they got a bunch of them out there.
I could have about five for different purposes, but that's another story.
My Monday truck, my Tuesday truck.
That's right. For, you know, there's this application, hauling other people's furniture or heading in the woods. I've got many reasons to have different kinds of trucks. All right, mentioned this. Three big things over at FMTalk1065.com. Top stories. You've got Fairhope naming their first woman as chief of police. Fairhope Police Department has a new leader. Lieutenant Stephanie Hollinghead has been appointed interim chief of police. She is the first woman to lead that department. She's a 20-year veteran of the Fairhope Police Department and has been appointed to finish the unexpired term of retired Police Chief Joe Pettis. Also on our stack this morning, Mississippi lottery bill may soon be signed into law. Mississippi House reversed itself yesterday and passed the bill to create a state lottery. And this is going to make Alabama just one of, I think, five states that don't have a lottery.
Is that all?
Yeah, that'll be five states that don't have a lottery. And it will be, of course, Alabama, the island, because if Mississippi has a lottery, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, all that money will be flowing out of the state. We asked that question, too, on the online opinion poll question brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. With Mississippi moving forward towards a state lottery, is it time for Alabama to vote on having its own state lottery? Right now, 94% of respondents say yes.
That's unbelievable. Overwhelmingly asking for a vote. And like you mentioned earlier, that doesn't mean that 94% of the voters want the lottery in Alabama. It's just 94% of the people say, we need to hold a vote. Let the people decide.
Right. And that's what the powers that be are going to try to keep from happening. Now, watch this. Watch what's fixing to happen. Mm-hmm. If this comes up in session in 2019 in Montgomery, and members of the, and I know it will, somebody's going to bring the bill up to talk about a lottery in the state of Alabama, you're going to get a lot of money spent in Alabama to squash that. And that's going to come from states that already have lotteries. Mm-hmm. I mean, they would have a reason to keep Alabama from having a lottery. I wish I knew the actual number of dollars that travel from Alabama into Florida or into Georgia or into Tennessee. Now, you put Mississippi in that mix, it's going to be pretty hard to hide from there's probably Calera, Alabama, somewhere in there might be the farthest away from a lottery possible, and that may make you an hour away.
And I wonder if how much money Florida is going to lose by Mississippi passing this state lottery, because now some people that are on maybe the west side of Alabama that would travel all the way to Florida, even though that wasn't such a long trip for them, if it's closer to Mississippi, they'll take their dollars there.
But I'm glad what Mississippi is doing. And so, once again, I have no dog in the hunt. I'm not a gambler. But I believe in things being just not playing games. If you're going to gamble in a state, so Mississippi did it kind of backwards, though. They went to Class 3 gaming and then to sports betting and now to lottery. Now, you know, most times you would see a state go to lottery and then move up the levels of gambling into table games. Mississippi has done it kind of backwards. But, you know, if you're going to gamble in a state, we do a lottery, but we don't do this. Or we do blackjack, but you can't bet on sports. Mm-hmm. You know what? If you're going to gamble, If you could be a gambling state, just be a gambling state.
Right, yeah.
And Mississippi is all in.
It's always, you have to wear rubber-soled shoes if you're going to play. Something ridiculous,
right.
like Mississippi having to have the boats on the water.
I mean, but really like that, how does that change anything?
And, you know, with this lottery news, that's big news, but it wasn't long ago we were talking about sports gambling passing and being legal in the United States as long as the state can pass it.
Mississippi will have everything, right?
Yeah.
Lottery, sports gaming, and table games.
They will have everything. And we'll see, because this will be the first football season starting this weekend. We'll start to see the numbers roll in and see how much these states are actually making off of sports gambling now that football's back.
It's going to be, as the president says, huge.
For sure.
All right. Yesterday, also, the third story on our stack here, a drag queen story hour brings a crowd with passionate comments to the Mobile City Council meeting. Remember, you had the Mobile County Commission on Monday. Opponents to that drag queen story hour showed up there and then showed up again yesterday for the Mobile City Council. Speaking of the Mobile City Council, many members of the council had something to say about this. First of all, Councilman Joel Daves.
The library is a public space maintained through public funds. Other than allowing the use of the space, the Mobile Public Library is not supporting the event, and taxpayer money is not going towards it. Attendance by the public is entirely voluntary. Rainbow Mobile, according to a library spokeswoman, met all the requirements the library has in place to hold the event. The question before us today is whether the Mobile City Council can or should take any action to prevent this presentation by Rainbow Mobile.
And that was basically a lot of what was discussed yesterday is, while the members of the council don't like it, it's not in their purview to stop it.
What's going to happen at the library is wrong, but it's not legally wrong. It's morally wrong. It's not legally wrong now, because it's nothing against, there's no law against reading the children. I don't care who has done the reading. There's no law. There's no statute against reading. So the city can't get involved because they're not breaking any law.
There's no law against reading. Go ahead and note that. Like I put on Twitter, words of wisdom from Mobile City Council. Of course, that's Councilman Fred Richardson. Also goes on to say, you know, who's in charge of your children? I thought this was another one that was very telling yesterday from Councilman Richardson.
First of all, we're not in charge of children. Don't no children report to the city. They live in the city. They report home to their parents. But legally, they must report to the school at age 6 through 16. Now, maybe another way would have been to contact the schools to notify the parents not to bring their kids to this event. But we are not in charge of kids. And we can't block anybody from coming.
All right, duly noted. Mobile City Council not in charge of kids. I would suggest this to Councilman Richardson, too, that this is not, I mean, the schools could inform parents, but this is not compulsory. I don't want, you know, you can be for it or against it, but understand what the facts are. It's not compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's going on at the library on September 8th. I just don't think people are going to take their children to this. I mean, it would be a no-go for my house. So you could tell the schools are not required. The schools aren't involved in this at all.
The only thing
they're not involved. The
only thing they could do, which they wouldn't, is, you know, prescribe detention for whichever students that day if they didn't. But
it's on a Saturday.
Right.
It's on a Saturday. It's not compulsory. But there will be protests going on starting at 10 that morning there and the story time later on in the day.
Yeah, noon is when the drag queen story hour begins.
Why do I feel like we're all chasing a tennis ball thrown to the corner of the yard, you know? Just 728 FM Talk 106.5. 13 years since Hurricane Katrina hit us right here on the Gulf Coast. We'll talk about that in detail with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Speaking of which, too, on my Twitter feed, a link to his video, The Winds of Katrina, right there at twitter.com. Find me at FM Talk 106.5. News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Longtime County Commissioner Grover Robinson will face Brian Spencer in the race for Pensacola mayor in November's general election. They were the two top vote-getters, besting four other candidates. And Ron DeSantis will be the Republican candidate for governor in Florida. He received 56% of the vote. Adam Putnam finished a distant second with 37%. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum won the Democratic nomination in the race for governor. He'll face off against DeSantis in November. New details in a shooting in Trinity Gardens late Monday night that involved a police officer. Pritchard Police tried to pull over 48-year-old LaVon Anderson when he ran several stop signs. It led to a chase into Mobile. Officers said they tried to approach Anderson's car, but he tried to run over them. When he tried to get out of the car and run, an officer shot him. He's being treated at a hospital. The Baldwin County Sheriff's Office says the man shot in Marlow Monday night is 20-year-old Corbin Miller. He's in stable condition. Investigators have identified the man believed to be the shooter as Kerry Bracey, also known as Mook. The Sheriff's Office says the shooting was over drugs. It happened at a trailer home on County Road 32. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Once-in-a-lifetime savings right now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Clearance pricing on selected Colonial and Franklin Liberty models in stock with up to $150 in free accessories. 12-month 0% financing with approved credit and free delivery up to 50 miles. Now's the time to secure your valuables in a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. But hurry, these deals won't last forever, and your fire and theft warranty will never run out. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, exit 5B Moffitt at I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Voters in Florida will have a choice between a progressive Democrat and a Trump Republican this November. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum won the Democratic nomination in Tuesday's primary, campaigning on these issues.
Paying teachers, health care for all, ensuring that people who work one job can earn enough on that one job to take care of themselves.
And Ron DeSantis is the GOP nominee for governor.
So we were able to really get a lot of great people on board, and I think the victory is a testament.
Florida's current governor, Rick Scott, won the Republican Senate nomination. He'll face off against Democratic Senator Bill Nelson this fall. In Arizona, former fighter pilot Martha McSally is the Republican's choice to run for retiring Jeff Flake's Senate seat. Her opponent will be Democrat Kristen Sinema. In Seattle, teachers and school staffers have voted to authorize a strike if negotiations with the city's public schools don't produce a tentative contract by September 5th. That'll be the first day of school in Seattle. I'm Evan Haney.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. More retailers opened their books today, including Dick's Sporting Goods and American Eagle Outfitters. Express reported a surprising increase in same-store sales and raised its full-year outlook, so its shares are up 10% pre-market, the best it's seen in almost 8 years. Movado and Salesforce report today as well. The ACLU is challenging the constitutionality of the new Missouri meat law that prohibits misrepresenting a product as meat if it doesn't actually come from livestock or poultry. The lawsuit's on behalf of the makers of Tofurky, a soy-based meat-like product that says the Missouri statute violates their free speech rights. Alcohol rules can vary, and cannabis consumption is legal in only a few U.S. states, but a large potential market will open when marijuana is legalized across Canada in October. And that's why Molson Coors and Constellation Brands are looking to sell weed-infused beer as soon as they can figure out the regulatory landscape to get it to market. The Dow gained 14, S&P is squeaked up 0.2%, and the NASDAQ added 12. Futures are flat. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Learn about the uses and regulations for drones as the Alabama Coastal Foundation and the Weeks Bay National Estuarine Research Center host a drone workshop at the Five Rivers Delta Resource Center's Tensaw Theater, 30945 Five Rivers Boulevard, Spanish Fort, Wednesday, September 5th, 8:30 to 11:30 a.m. Robert Keller, CEO of the Atlantic Coast Conservancy, is guest speaker. Find out more and sign up online at joinacf.org.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35 and 77 now at FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it definitely is a good morning in comparison to where we were 13 years ago today.
That's right. Hurricane Katrina, and that storm was part of an incredible year in which we had something like 27 named storms and that went through the prepared alphabet, but we had to go into the Greek alphabet after that. It was just an incredible year.
Now, 13 years later, it's a different story. It's been quiet.
Very quiet along the Gulf Coast, but it'll be a bit noisy this afternoon because of thunderstorm activity. We've got a lot of moisture coming in now from the Gulf of Mexico, and embedded in that moist air in the upper atmosphere will be a few disturbances that will come on in, and as they move through, they'll help set off thunderstorms, especially late this morning through the early evening hours. So today, look for partly cloudy, then becoming mostly cloudy this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms. Should keep temperatures just about normal, anywhere from 88 to 90 degrees. Now, tonight, everything sort of tapers off. Some isolated thunderstorms and low tonight in the mid-70s, and then we'll start over again tomorrow with partly cloudy in the morning, clouds in the afternoon, and scattered numerous thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. Not much of a change on Friday, and then over the weekend and the big weekend, Saturday, very good chance for thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s, and then mainly afternoon thunderstorms for Sunday and Monday, with high temperatures in the upper 80s to near 90 degrees.
All right, so pretty much normal summertime fare for the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah, normal for the weekend, although today and tomorrow the thunderstorms will be numerous this afternoon.
All right, and anything in there in the long-distance forecast in the crystal ball? Any return of dry air like we had last week?
We don't see anything at this point. It looks like we'll have to wait at least through next week before we can see any kind of a change.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, also tropical weather expert. Listen to his forecast every day, and of course, hurricane-wise, all hurricane season long. Link through on the Twitter feed, The Winds of Katrina, Part 1, which is the video series put out by Dr. Bill after Katrina. You know, the questions of, you had a Category 3 at landfall with Katrina, but did damage like a 5. How did that happen? You know, the real story that we know here along the Gulf Coast that seems to be lost nationally, and with deference to those many, many folks, over 1,000 that died in Louisiana with the levee failure, but the real hurricane impact, the storm surge impact, story of the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Man.
I mean, it is a absolute, and the secondary eyewall that Dr. Bill talks about there that formed, that went up through Pascagoula, a friend of mine was in law enforcement then in Pascagoula, and he tells a harrowing story of having his family there in Pascagoula, being on duty as a police officer, like radio people are, and, you know, public safety and all that. He worked during a storm, and getting a call when that big, big final storm surge came up. He lived, his family was way back from the water there, but the storm surge came up so quickly, he gets a call from his family to say the water's coming up in their house and they're moving to the second floor of the house. This is not a beachfront house. And he tells the story of getting on a front-end loader, you know, a piece of heavy equipment, mm-hmm. making their way through the storm surge to get up to the family in that house.
Holy
way,
cow.
Way north of the coast. So many stories like that. That's one of thousands of stories. But Dr. Bill details how the actual, you know, the meteorology, how the weather system worked to make Katrina be a 3 but punch like a 5. It was a 5 when it was in the Gulf. Remember, it hit when that that picture that everybody remembers, that's when it was a 5, when it took up the entire Gulf. If you look at the satellite image, the radar image, it's actually satellite image, the entire Gulf covered up with some part of Katrina.
That's a storm that so many on the Gulf Coast will just never forget for their entire lives. And I was a young teenager when it came through. I was up in Clark County with the family. I remember boarding up the windows and everything. And, of course, Clark County, Alabama, didn't take it as bad as right. the places you just mentioned. But I remember once we got power back a couple days later, watching, of course, all of the New Orleans stories with the flooding from the levee breaking, but also those stories out of Mississippi, and that was the first major hurricane of my life where lots of lives were lost in the process. Right. I know I'll remember it forever, and so many other people are like me.
It's a benchmark here on the Gulf Coast. You're right. It's a benchmark, and people say before Katrina, after Katrina. Mm-hmm. There are many silver linings, as I explained earlier hour. Happy birthday, if she's in the car right now. Happy birthday to my eldest. My daughter's 13. She was born, y'all not around, during Katrina, during the storm. The baby came, she came 6 weeks early, we feel brought on by the low pressure drop, but she was a Katrina baby. Also, I've got friends that moved here from Louisiana because they lost everything in Katrina. I wouldn't have those if they hadn't dealt with what they dealt with in places like St. Bernard Parish and had to move over here.
And that also reminds me of the good we do on the Gulf Coast, not just on the Gulf Coast, but in America. I remember so many people in Clark County taking their clothes, water bottles, everything they could to try to help the people that had been affected by the storm. I remember that as clear as day, taking just trash bags full of clothes that we didn't use and taking them to the Salvation Army for people that were migrating east from those places that were so affected.
Man, there's so many stories that I think back the time we spent on this radio station doing things and organizing for over there. And you think about the fact that you've got, you had whole sections of the Mississippi coast just absolutely leveled. If you went there after the storm, you'd know what the people who are listening who know what I'm talking about. It was unbelievable. It wasn't just like we've seen it in storms and storm surge, a house or two right on the water, they're leveled, and then it's a little less. I'm talking about blocks where everything from storm surge was just leveled out there. And what people did all around the Gulf Coast, because the federal government response was fumbling. They were fumbling it there at the beginning. And regular folks, as they do, I think across this country, especially here on the Gulf Coast, pitch in to help. But it was it's a benchmark, always will be in our area. We'll talk about that more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice at 343-0106. 7:42, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pizzatubs Towing Recovery, traffic's here. Moffitt and House Ferry and Moffitt and Temple Road are two accidents at a clear exchange. Just had a residential fire. Part of Half Mile Road is closed off at Badgett Switch. Fire's out. Now the fire department's just cleaning up, so they should have Half Mile Road back open in the next few minutes. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's Only Piano Bar, the Royal Street Tavern at the Battle House Hotel. Enjoy regional brews and handcrafted cocktails paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, the co-founder of Wet Willie. It all begins tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Owning a new Buick or GMC is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at McConnell Buick GMC. 1, visit us or go online at McConnellAutomotive.com to shop our inventory. 2, save time and money with our easy shopping experience. 3, drive away in your new Buick or GMC. Right now, you can find 2018 Buick Encores with 18% in real savings. Get a 2018 GMC Sierra 1500 for 14% off. That's over $7,000 in savings. Save 10% off 2018 GMC Acadias. That's over $4,000 of savings. And leasing is just as simple when you drive away in a 2018 GMC Terrain for $170 a month. For over 60 years, McConnell Buick GMC has been saving their customers time and money with their easy shopping experience. And now with the McConnell Price Promise, there's no way you can find a better deal anywhere in Mobile on any new Buick or GMC.
Terrain leases for the SLE package. Deal available for current leases of non-GM vehicles. 10% down plus first payment due at signing. Residency restrictions apply. All vehicles are featured with tax tag, title, and dealer fees not included. With approved credit, see McConnell Buick GMC for details.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we have been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jack.
Find
Steinbaum, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't never play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
Kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
744 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The U.S. Senate has confirmed U.S. Magistrate Judge Terry F. Moore. President Donald Trump nominated Moore in September of 2017, and it's a historic move. Judge Moore's appointment is a lifetime appointment as a federal judge for the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Alabama in Mobile. Senator Doug Jones says in part, quote, "I was proud to support his confirmation today and to congratulate him personally for his historic appointment as the first African-American to hold this seat. Having practiced before him as a lawyer, I know him to be eminently qualified for this role." Senator Richard Shelby goes on to say, quote, "His decade of experience serving as a magistrate judge, along with his devotion to upholding the Constitution, make him fit to serve in this prestigious role." While in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee in November, Judge Moore said, quote, "A judge must be courteous and respectful to parties and attorneys, patient, open-minded, tactful, and fair to all parties. And a judge must decide matters based on the facts and law. And while a judge is still a person and cannot be expected to fully divorce themselves from all life experiences, their experiences should play no role in the decision-making process." Moore served as a magistrate judge on the U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Alabama since 2007. A former sergeant finds himself on the other side of the law. Michael Barber was booked into Mobile County Metro Jail on 45 counts of forgery and one count of theft of property. He was arrested on Tuesday. He retired on May 10th while under administrative investigation, but that investigation does stretch past his retirement, now in the hands of the DA's office. He was a 26-year veteran of the police force. Chief Batiste says that "we regret that Sergeant Barber's own actions resulted in criminal charges being brought against him. It saddens us that his actions have caused a betrayal of trust to the badge and to the public. We expect to know in the coming days more specifics of these charges." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. In Florida, the incumbent in the House District 1 race didn't even bother to show up in the state for Tuesday's primary. Matt Gaetz stayed in Washington, but pulled in 60% of the Republican vote. He'll face Democrat Jennifer Zimmerman in November. And Governor Rick Scott easily wins the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. He'll face longtime incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson in November. Mobile City Council says it can do nothing to stop a drag queen from reading to kids. It's set to take place September 8th.
It's morally wrong. It's not legally wrong now. Because there's nothing against it. There's no law against reading.
The library says Rainbow Mobile met all requirements to book their meeting room. Some groups plan to protest. You give your kids Children's Advil. Pfizer is voluntarily recalling the suspension bubblegum flavor because of a labeling mistake. You could accidentally give your child too much. The dosage cup is marked in teaspoons, but the label on the bottle is marked in milliliters. The recall only affects the 4-ounce bottles sold between May and June of this year. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 748 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball last night, the Atlanta Braves beat Tampa 9-5 after scoring four runs in the eighth inning, including this two-run shot from pinch hitter Tyler Flowers.
The pitch. Fly ball down the line. Long run fair. That ball is gone. Tyler Flowers with his sixth home run gives the Braves some breathing room.
And Washington beat Philadelphia for the second night in a row 5-4. That means Atlanta now leads Philly by 4.5 games for the NL East lead with just over 1 month remaining in the regular season. Elsewhere around the league, the New York Mets and Chicago Cubs game was suspended in the 10th inning with the score tied at 1. The rain delay means they'll finish that game later today. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 5-2. Christian Yelich hit two home runs, but his Milwaukee Brewers fell to Cincinnati 9-7. The New York Yankees rallied in the 8th and 9th innings to beat the Chicago White Sox 5-4. And Oakland beat Houston 4-3. The A's are now only 1.5 games behind the Astros for the AL West division lead. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost the series finale against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos 5-4 in 10 innings with the score tied at 3-9. Mobile's Zach Gibbons hit an RBI single to give Mobile a 4-3 lead, but Pensacola would win the game with two outs in the bottom of the 10th when outfielder Aristides Aquino hit a two-run double. Bay Bears get tonight off before beginning their final five-game homestand at the Hank beginning tomorrow. Mobile will take on the Montgomery Biscuits through Labor Day. In college football, former Alabama Crimson Tide quarterback Blake Barnett has been named the starting quarterback for the University of South Florida. Barnett joined USF as a graduate transfer in May with two seasons of eligibility left. He began his career at Alabama and even started the 2016 opener before being replaced by Jalen Hurts. And in news from our friends at the Mobile Sports Authority, Magnolia Grove Golf Course in Mobile has been awarded the right to host the Gulf South Conference's 2019 Men's and Women's Golf Championships. The course is part of Alabama's Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail and was recently named one of the top 50 public courses by Golf World Magazine. That tournament will be held next year from April 14th through the 16th. 7:50 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, Moffitt and Temple's the only accident we've got right now. Looking good from Schillinger, Three Knots, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore. Again, if you're traveling to Dolphin Airport and Moffitt and 65, the regular delays back onto the interstate. Also seeing heavier traffic westbound I-10 coming into the Eastern Shore and towards the George Wallace Tunnel, but no wrecks in roadways. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs, and they can handle all projects. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered thunderstorms with temperatures near 90 degrees. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
At
753 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. That's what she said. Well, we'll give you that line coming up. Somebody tried that on a police officer?
No.
Well, we'll tell you how that worked out here coming up in just a second. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. Allegations of not following rules and diversity issues. That's what's led Ralph Young to file a complaint with the Democratic National Committee challenging the election of State Chairwoman Nancy Worley. The Jefferson County Democrat has filed the complaint with the National Party officials, arguing that rules and diversity requirements were broken when the Alabama Democratic Party elected their leaders. Worley was reelected as chairwoman this month with the backing of Joe Reed. Young says that Worley gave inadequate notice of the meeting and violated other rules. He also says the election does not comply with diversity requirements. Young says the party's minority caucus, led by Reed, nominated only African Americans to the executive committee, while the DNC recognizes a, quote, rainbow of diversity. Worley responded back, saying that the party follows well-established procedures and bylaws. News out of Mississippi this morning, as the Mississippi House has reversed itself and passed a bill to create a state lottery. That's the very same bill it killed 24 hours earlier. The bill now heads to Governor Phil Bryant's desk, who is expected to sign it into law. Mississippi is one of six states without a lottery, and Bryant has been said to be pushing lawmakers for more than 1 year to create one. He says he wants to use that money to help pay for highways and bridges. Monday night, the lottery bill passed the Senate but failed in the House. The House, though, voted 58 to 54 on Tuesday to pass the bill. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 755 FM Talk 1065. And heads up, just a couple days left here for you to get in the Original Oyster House's Sunset Contest. You've got to act now. You go out at dinner time. Right, mm-hmm. So city dinner, not country dinner. Dinner time, not supper dinner.
Right.
Right, not lunch dinner.
Near dusk.
Right. You're there for sunset at either location of the Original Oyster House. Snap a photo of the sunset from inside or just outside either restaurant and post it up to facebook.com/Original Oyster House with the hashtag OOH Sunset. They're going to be doing the drawing coming up, well, I guess August 31st, so we'll probably find out by September 1st who won. And you win a $50 gift certificate, plus you'll get a grab bag full of goodies from the Original Oyster House. So take the picture, post it up on their Facebook page, hashtag OOH Sunset. Make sure you let your friends know that that's up there as well so they can put likes and help generate attention for your post. All right, I mentioned this. This is, you know, the dumb criminal news, although it's comedic at the same time. The 31-year-old Brandon McComas in Vero Beach, Florida, which is used to be where the Dodgers played their spring ball. Just thought.
Mm-hmm. So this is a Florida man story also.
It is a Florida man story. We may be able to use it again on Friday. People forget. So Brandon McComas of Vero Beach, Florida, got pulled over Monday night for not having a light over his license plate. All right? A non-illuminated license plate. According to police, when the officer walked up to his car, he noticed Brandon, quote, attempting to conceal a large bulge in his left front pocket.
Uh-oh.
The officer then asked... See, it's partially the officer's fault.
he set him up.
Yes, asked Brandon what the long cylindrical object in his pants was. And Brandon responded to the officer, that's what she said.
Oh, no. Brandon.
Brandon said, that's what she said.
Did he have the sound effect ready also?
I don't know. Great. I don't know if he had that sound effect of the rim shot, but he said, yeah, that's what she said. And it turned out... it was actually a pipe with weed in it.
Mm, okay.
So they then arrested him for drug charges.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
illegal.
It's a great line, a funny line, because I'm perpetually 14 years old. But if you're somebody who's breaking the law and has drugs on you, probably time not to, don't use that line.
No, that's a man who's calm under pressure, but that probably also has to do with what was in that pipe in his pocket.
That's what she said.
Goodness.
757 FM Talk 1065. Our buddy Jeff Poore joins us coming up in just a couple minutes. Plus, we're turning up your voice at 343-0106.